Can we ever run away from ourselves? This is Dr. Herbert Albani, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California. Can we ever run away from ourselves? We all know lots of people who want to run away from themselves. They want to run away from their problems. They want to run away from all the circumstances that give them a little difficulty. They want to run away from their family when the family misbehave. They want to run away from somebody who has made them feel as though they have been wrong somehow. And they have been. They have been exceedingly wrong. Anytime we want to run away because our children misbehave, or our husband or wife misbehaves, or someone in our world misbehaves, we are running away from ourselves. And we can never do that. We can never do that. I have a student who had a problem in her family. Her son got in trouble with the law, and she was just beside herself. She says, "Why me, oh Lord?" She says, "Why did such a thing happen to me?" And I told her, "How do you think it happened to you?" "Well, he's my son." And I said, "Yes, but how do you think it happened to you?" "Well, because I went wrong someplace. I didn't teach him somehow. Somehow I didn't do my job." "Well, that's very true. Somehow you didn't do your job. And your job isn't really what you think it is. Your job is to do yourself. If you will like yourself so tremendously, you will create in your world only those people who are like you, who you like. If you like yourself, you'll create in your life only those people who are beautiful and good, just like you are. Now, if you look at your world and you say, "Oh, that's a bad act," or "That's something I don't approve of," right away, you are not liking yourself. If you look at your son, for instance, and he has done something that has got him in trouble with the police, and you say, "Oh dear, where have I not taught him what he needed to know? Where have I been remiss in what I'm supposed to do?" Well, you don't do that. If someone, your son, gets in trouble with the police, what you do, you immediately say, "All is in divine order." And you say, but, "No, what's about it?" "All is in divine order." And as you say, "All is in divine order," you don't look at yourself and say, "Where have I gone wrong? Where did I not teach like I should have? Where did I not train my son as I should have to be a law-abiding citizen? How have I missed the boat?" You don't say things like that. Because if you say things like that, what you are saying is that you are not in line with your highest and your best. And of course, you want to be in line with your highest and best. And the only way for you to be in line with your highest and best is for you to realize that you always are in line with your highest and best. You always are doing that which is for your finest and your best. And as you realize that, then you begin to see that you can put a new cause in motion right now that will bring about the result that you want, that's a happy result. You can bring about the result that you want that's going to bring about a happy relationship. Now, you cannot undo what your son has done with the police, but you can take a right attitude about it. And that right attitude is that all is in divine order now. We go from this moment now forward, and we look at everything that is being done is in divine order now. Everything that we look at is done in perfect order now, and then so it is. You say, "But how can I handle the police? How can I handle the case? And how can I handle the things he's accused of?" Well, If you say all is in divine order, and then you let go and let the divine in you reveal that divine order, then you will find that everything will work out in its perfect way. We cannot undo what is done, but we can do what is necessary now. In this moment, we can do what is necessary. We live in the now. All is in divine order now. And this is really what we want to work with. We really want to work with what is in divine order now. It's so easy to proclaim the past and say something should have been done and something wasn't right order and something wasn't happy or harmonious or something of that nature. But how do we know? How do we know? We let go and let the divine in us guide us, direct us, lead us always into the perfect place. You say, well, that's not quick enough and that's not right enough. And it is quick and it is right. And it is what we want to do. And rest. Living in the now is something that is difficult for all of us because we have been trained all of our life to live in the past and to live in the future. We love history. We love to know what happened in the past. We love to know how the people lived in the past. The Smithsonian Institute magazine ran an article about a great painter who lived back in the 15th century, and he was quite a great painter, and he had to do with his wife and her lover, and he killed the lover. And so the article goes on telling all about how he had this to do with the lover, and how he killed the lover, and how he spent his time, but it also gave and showed the beautiful paintings. It showed the beautiful work that he had done. Now, the beautiful work that he has done is now lost by everyone's thinking about the criminality of this painter. Not thinking about the beautiful paintings that he's done. Have any of us ever done some terrible mistake? Some bad mistake? And are we going to be held accountable for it all of our life? Or can we be forgiven for that mistake, if indeed it was a mistake? Can we be released of the problem that that would bring to us? If we are to go to jail, as this woman's son probably will, then that is one thing too. And when he's released, is he going to be held accountable for what he did, or has he paid his price for what he did? Has he gotten his spanking, and is he now going to go and do right? Well, the painter throughout history will be known as the criminal painter, the painter who shot his wife's lover. And he will not be known as the painter who painted some of the most glorious paintings that ever were seen. Unless the past is forgotten. If the past is forgotten, and we look at what this man has done, and we look at what paintings stand there in the now, we will just be delighted because his work has been so exceedingly beautiful. This is true for all of us. When we can train ourselves to live in the now, when we can train ourselves to live in the present tense, when we can train ourselves to live this moment, releasing all other time, and know that all is in divine order, then those sad things that happen seemingly in our life, which are for us merely tests to see how we respond. If we respond, all is in divine order, we have done the perfect response. If we respond, oh dear, where have I gone wrong? What have I not done that I should have done? Why have I left this stone unturned? Then we will be in hell forever. We will be living in the limited. Our life will have been meaningless, for we'll have learned nothing from our experience in this life. And how strange that is. How strange to see that we live in this life and go through these experiences and don't get the benefit that can come from it. And the benefit that can come from this life experience is that we are divine, beautiful beings, and that we are wonderfully made. And truly, as this lady surrounds her son with her pure white light of love and sees everything in divine order, all will be done, and all will be perfectly done. And she will be a happy lady. She will be a lady who is fulfilled in every beautiful way, and she will be revealing to herself all that is beautiful and good. Yes, life is wonderful, and we are wonderful, but it's up to us to take the wonder out of life by putting the wonder into life by our thought. Say, all is in divine order, and you have said the most powerful, positive, joyous statement that you could ever reveal for yourself. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.